From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urges IKN Nusantara Capital City to improve multi-sector planning. Kota Baru will be leading tourism spot near IKN Nusantara. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked the Nusantara Capital City or IKN Authority to further improve multi-sector planning through coordination among ministries to achieve the IKN's development target. Head of IKN Authority, Bambang Susantono, delivered the information online after meeting President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java on Friday to discuss the capital city's development. We move to Kota Baru District, South Kalimantan, which has 144 islands that will be a buffer zone and a leading tourism destination near the national capital or IKN Nusantara. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, while opening the 2022 Saijaan Cultural Festival in Kota Baru on Friday, as reported by Antara. He also said Kota Baru will be an option because it has marine tourism, where domestic and foreign tourists will definitely come. He added that his site will design a travel map to develop tourism there. A final decision had yet to be taken by the House of Representatives or DPR's Commission 2, General Election Organizer and Government regarding the campaign duration for the 2024 general election. This was stated by member of the House Commission 2, Guspardi Gaus, in his statement on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He also informed the campaign period duration will be decided during the House Commission 2's work meeting and opinion hearing meeting along with the government and organizer on June 7. Next, we have Indonesia's manufacturing companies in May 2022 that remain in an expansion mode, as was apparent from the Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index level of 50.8 that reflects recovery sustainability. While it stagnates when compared to the previous month when it had reached 51.9, it is quite spread out in developed and developing countries. This was stated by head of the Finance Ministry Fiscal Policy Agency or BKF, Febrio Kacaribu, on Friday, as quoted by Antara. Now we move to the international news. The head of the African Union, Macky Sall, has told Vladimir Putin at a meeting in Russia, "African countries are innocent victims of the war in Ukraine and Russia should help ease their suffering." As reported by BBC.com after talks in Sochi, Macky Sall said the Russian leader had promised to ease the export of cereals and fertilizer but gave no details. Mr. Putin denied Moscow was preventing Ukrainian ports from exporting grain. While demand for certain products has increased, there is no overall supply shortage of medicines in Malaysia. It was stated by the Health Ministry of Malaysia. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, its Pharmacy Services Senior Director, Nurhaliza Ahalim, said in a statement on Friday, there are alternatives with the same effect and manufacturers have increased their production capacities to meet the high demand. The responses received from the industrial parties showed there was a sudden surge in demand for a number of medicines such as products with paracetamol as the active ingredient. The last news comes from Trade and Industry Minister Gan Kim Yong that welcomed Brunei's second Minister for Finance and Economy, Amin Liu, in Singapore on Friday, as both countries renewed their commitment to further partnership in the agri-food sector. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com in a press release, the Ministry of Trade and Industry said Mr. Gan and Dr. Liu reaffirmed the close and long-standing ties between Singapore and Brunei. Both ministers were committed to deepen collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Mr. Gan and Dr. Liu discussed the positive progress of the Joint Working Group for Agri-Food Collaboration that was established in 2019 to serve as a key platform for bilateral agri-food cooperation with Brunei. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The first news comes from Blitar East Java. The Blitar City Government East Java held a number of agendas to commemorate the birthday of Pancasila on June the 1st in a number of locations, including at the Gebang Palace area, President Sukarno's childhood home, and Bung Karno's tomb in Bendogerit Village, Sananwetan Wetan District. President Sukarno, or popularly known as Bung Karno, is the first president of Indonesia who introduced Pancasila, the Indonesian state philosophy. He was born and buried in Blitar. Head of the Blitar City Tourism and Culture Office, Edi Wasono said the activity began with the Bedol Pusaka Negari at the Gebang Palace. The event continued with Gerbek Pancasila ceremony at the Blitar City Square, then continued with Five Gunungan Parade, which started from the Blitar City Square and finished at Bung Karno's tomb. There was also a Pancasila Kenduri activity, which was held at the Bung Karno National Library Yard. The next news comes from Mojokerto, East Java. The Mojokerto City Government, East Java, is also trying to preserve Bung Karno's history in the area because, according to records, there were times when the proclaimer and the first president of Indonesia were active in the city. The mayor of Mojokerto, Ika Puspitasari, in a press statement in Mojokerto Tuesday said the existence of Bung Karno's month in June was also an effort to revive the spirit of the hero of the Indonesian proclaimer of independence. She said the lively celebration of the Bung Karno month in 2022 was shown by various activities such as workshops, competitions, and cultural arts performances on June the 1st and 2nd. Ika Puspitasari explained the series of activities were held at two of Sukarno's childhood schools, namely Purwo Tengah Elementary School, which used to be known as Ongkoloro School, and Euripus Lahar Schools, or ELS, or now better known as Junior High 2 Mojokerto City. The activity was closed on Thursday with Wayang Beber performance in the afternoon and Ludruk at night. The latest news comes from Kediri, East Java. A number of street vendors in the area of Kampung Inggris Pare, Kediri Regency, East Java, received free English language training so they can communicate fluently in English with everyone. The activity was named Cheerful English Training Week for Street Vendors at Global English Village, Kediri Regency, Tuesday. Kediri Regent Hanindito Himawan Pramana said English skills important to be mastered. Moreover, in Kediri, there will soon be an airport which will be operated in 2023. For this reason, it is important to have English language skills for the community, especially business actors in the district. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of June 4, 1928, when the President of the Republic of China, Chang Chuolin, was killed by a Japanese agent. After being appointed as Inspector General of Manchuria until his death, Chang Chuolin ruled control effectively over the territory. He never stopped to launch attacks to expand his territory to the south from the 1920s and so on. He was involved in trilateral clashes with other warlords, Wu Peifu and Feng Yuxiang, for control of Beijing. In 1928, Chang became increasingly uncooperative with the government. Japan was in Manchuria and he left for Beijing to surrender to Chiang Chih-se. After ceding control of Beijing to Chiang Chih-se's nationalist Kuomintang government, he returned to Shenyang. Japan bombed the train he was traveling in. This assassination was carried out by a small group of soldiers from the Kwantung troops and led by a senior officer of the Kwantung troops, Colonel Daisaku Komoto. We move to the event of June 4, 2001, when Gyanendra was the last king of Nepal. Gyanendra Birbikram Shahdev was born in Kathmandu, Nepal, July 7, 1947. He was the king of Nepal from June 4, 2001 to May 28, 2008. Gyanendra became king shortly after King Dipendra Birbikram Shah was killed by almost all of his family members by his own son. In April 2006, a constitutional group held a protest in Kathmandu against Gyanendra's rule. The protest had received support from journalists, lawyers, and various opposition groups. We end today in history with the event of June 4, 1989, when Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was elected as the new supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was elected as the new supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran on June 4, 1989. Ali Khamenei, who was 49 years old, emerged as a non-offensive consensus candidate. Previously, Ali Khamenei was elected as a president of Iran in October 1981. He became the first cleric to serve as Iranian president. As for the supreme leader of Iran, Khamenei has more power than the president of Iran. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Indonesia ku,
Indonesia ku. Masa depan yang indah bersamamu. Indonesia, berikan semangat terbaikku, cintaku untukmu negeriku. Masa depan yang indah bersamamu. Senyumlah Indonesia.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Jakarta Flood Control System Wins WSIS Prizes 2022. The provincial government of the special capital of city region of Jakarta has succeeded in scoring new achievements in the international arena. In the prestigious world event, the World Summit on Information Society, or WSIS Prizes 2022, Jakarta won the innovation of a flood control system. Head of the Jakarta Provincial Communication Information and Statistics Agency, Atika Nur Rahmania, received the award in person in Geneva, Switzerland on Tuesday, April the 31st. In a press release received in Jakarta on Thursday, Atika said this year Jakarta with the flood control system innovation became the first winner in the ALC7 category, IECT applications, e-science at the WSIS Prizes 2022. Atika Nur Rahmania added, with this victory, Jakarta managed to outperform other countries such as Saudi Arabia, Italy, Chile, and China in the e-science category. Jakarta was also the only representative of Indonesia who was able to achieve the highest award this year as champion. Atika Rahmania, in her speech after receiving the award, revealed that the innovation of Jakarta flood control system was built to predict potential disasters before they occur and optimize handling during disasters. According to her, the development of this system aims to increase public awareness of disaster situations, accelerate response to system-based disaster management, prepare flood emergency conditions, and carry out real-time monitoring. She said the award was a form of global recognition for innovation, commitment, and government persistence in Jakarta. The flood control system was developed in order to optimize flood risk management in the city. This system allows the detection of flood points so that disaster information and management can be mitigated and handled more quickly, accurately, and recorded. The Jakarta flood control system has three aspects, namely sensing or detect, collect and integrate data from various sensors installed in the field, understanding managing data in information using machine learning and artificial intelligence, and acting imaging information in a centralized dashboard to be used in decision-making by flood control officers in Jakarta provincial government and as an early warning to the public. After going through various phases from registration, voting, to judging by international experts, the flood control system win the WSIS Prizes 2022 is the fruit of the support of all Jakartans. Previously, Jakarta has also been the champion project in the WSIS Prizes 2021 event with the Jackie application in the category ELC7 e-government. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
It's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer. You think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Rumah Atsiri Indonesia in Tawangmangu, Central Java. Rumah Atsiri Indonesia located on Jalan Watu Sambang in Plumbon Village, Tawangmangu, Karanganyar Regency, Central Java is one of the appropriate choices at the moment. Visitors may not only relieve stress, but also get lots of experiences and new knowledge about the benefits of Atsiri for health and fitness. The Atsiri House used to be a factory which produced citronella oil or Indonesian Bulgarian citronella oil since 1963. But now, the factory which was built during President Sukarno's government has been restored and used as a center for education, research and development as well as essential oil production. In the 5-hectare complex area, there are many interesting facilities and a lot of things to do, such as taking classes or workshops, enjoying a meal at Atsiri's House restaurant, walking around the museum, or shopping for the products which are provided. Before Before you visit Atsiri's house, you have to make an online reservation by buying a voucher worth 50,000 rupiah via a link access on the Instagram page. When entering the tourism area, you will inhale the fresh aroma. The cool air in the mountains combined perfectly with the fragrant aroma of various essential plants will make your body feel fresh and relaxed. When arriving at Atsiri's house, you will be greeted by the front door clerk to exchange the barcode with a physical voucher that can be used to pay for a tour around the garden, enter the museum, or relax and enjoy the cuisine at the restaurant. Listener, if you would like to have distinct impression about the tourism attraction, Atsiri's house can be the appropriate choice. Because in this tourism spot, you will also obtain the concept of educational tourism. Thus, it is very appropriate for children and parents. The guide will provide a detailed explanation during the 30-minute tour about the history and provide various information about essential plants and the facilities owned by the Atsiri's house. After having a vacation and returning to the next routine, you are guaranteed to be fresh and excited. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, sport tourism is currently intensively promoted to restore the Indonesian economy, especially in the tourism sector. In 2022, various sport tourism agendas will be held in Indonesia, starting from Mandalika MotoGP to the closest one in June is Formula E Jakarta. In addition, in the middle of this year, to be precise in July, Ocean Man 2022 will be held. Ocean Man 2022 is an international swimming competition in the sea or open waters which will be held on July 1st to the 2nd on Muaya Beach, Bali. This is the only international championship in the world. On this occasion, the participants are not only athletes, but also swimming communities. The route in this competition forms a triangle with the shortest ride distance of 333.3 meters, the medium side 666.6 meters, and the widest side for the Ocean Man category has a distance of 1.66 kilometers. Lasting for 2 days, the event will feature various activities such as race pack collection, race expo opening, swim course open for training, welcome dinner, race briefing, and entertainment. Ocean Man 2022 is also one of the points to promote sport tourism in Indonesia. In this event later, tourist villages around the event location will participate to enliven the event. It is hoped that the Ocean Man 2022 event can attract swimming communities in the world to compete and travel in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng xue pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Si Piatu by an Indonesian keroncong maestro, Gesang. The song entitled Si Piatu, which means The Orphan, is the first song which was composed by Gesang precisely in 1938. The song was created by Gesang from his experience when he witnessed the fate of a little girl who had neither father nor mother. The little girl was then forced to join the rich to work as a housemaid in order to survive. Seeing such a situation made Gesang's soul touch and felt sorry for the orphan. But Gesang was not able to help her except only with a song. Well, listener, here is Gesang with the keroncong song entitled Si Piatu.
Datang menangis untuk menyambung umurnya. Hidup dalam dunia piatu datang menangis, ingatlah
of Indonesia.
Jauh akhirnya ke laut.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.